Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, the FBI, who apparently become the Gestapo of the Democratic Marxist Party, raid the home of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. We'll have response tonight from the former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Terry Turchie. And we'll hear from Roger Stone and Judge Napolitano. Is the world inching closer to a nuclear war? Another warning to report tonight, and this time it's from the highest levels. We also have another example of a store owner defending his business and his life against an armed robber. In this case, the store owner met the criminal's firepower with more firepower on his own, and it's all captured on video. And a January 6th protester gets 7 years in prison despite the fact he committed no acts of violence and did not even enter the Capitol that day. We have all these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I am Brennan House. The FBI has raided the home of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. This was breaking as I was on the air last night with Mike Lindell live. In my broadcast, the next hour, Brennan House Live, I had the opportunity to interview Terry Turchie, the former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI. He was appalled. I also interviewed Judge Napolitano and Roger Stone. I want to bring you now a collection of comments by them on this unprecedented raid on former President Donald J. Trump. Watch this. Joining me now is the former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Terry Turchie. He's author of the book, In Their Own Words, subtitled The Democratic Party's Push Toward a Communist America. Well, Terry, what do you think? Thank you for joining us again at such short notice tonight. What do you think, Terry, about this breaking news?
Well, over the last couple of years, Brandon, we've talked a lot about the FBI and where it's going or what it has become. And we've obviously talked a lot about communism in America. And we are in the middle right now of the Marxist communist revolution in America. That's what this is. We have talked about the idea that we have no rule of law anymore in this country. And if you watch what happened today, and the judge just went over it very nicely when you were talking about Hillary Clinton and that experience and what is going on now, they're not equal by any means. Neither is anything equal about going after angry parents at school board meetings and letting cities burn during the summer and doing nothing, or letting Antifa have a street corner of its own in Portland and doing nothing. On the local, on the state, and on the federal level now, sadly, we have so many politicians and so many elected leaders and so many bureaucrats that cover so many boxes, all of whom are very, very discontent with America and what it means and what it stands for.
But first, joining me now is Judge Napolitano on this historic and very troubling raid on the home of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Judge Napolitano, welcome back to Brandon House Live.
Well, thank you, Brandon. It's always good to be with you, no matter how dreadful the news may be.
Indeed. What do you make of this, Judge? I know from a legal standpoint, you must be beside yourself.
Well, I am beside myself because this raid took place while the president had dispatched a lawyer, probably more than one, to negotiate with the FBI and with the DOJ. It is utterly unheard of for them to have the property raided of the person represented by lawyers while they're negotiating with the lawyers. They only do this when they want to make a big splash, which they obviously have had. But Brandon, they sent scores of FBI agents who broke into the former president's safe inside his mansion. For this to have happened while his lawyers were negotiating with the DOJ over whatever it is they wanted is unprecedented and nearly unheard of.
Roger, what are your thoughts on, I mean, the former deputy assistant director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI said, I compare tonight to the horror and the grief I felt on 9/11.
It's shocking. It's unprecedented. It's something you would expect in communist China or Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany or, of course, communist Cuba. It makes us look like a banana republic. It's further evidence of the complete weaponization of both the FBI and the Department of Justice. And it's abundantly clear that this has a political motive. The woke left, now in control of the once great Democratic Party, is so desperate not to face Donald Trump again in another presidential election that they seek some legal way through a sham indictment to disqualify him as a candidate.
To see the entire interviews I conducted with those men, you can go to my website, WVWTV.com. That's WVWTV.com. You'll also find them at frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. Well, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that society is on the precipice of, quote, nuclear annihilation, end quote. The head of the UN, while speaking at the opening of the 10th Review Conference of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, said, quote, today, humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation, end quote. Participants at the meeting met to review the 52-year-old treaty designed to prevent the development of nuclear weapons, which Guterres says needs to be changed in a way that bans all nuclear weapons, which, of course, is a pipe dream. His comments came just as Iran was making new threats to nuke New York City into oblivion. The Islamic regime in Iran, long a source of concern for much of the rest of the world, is pursuing nuclear weapons with the stated intent of destroying Israel. Well, now it has expanded its threats to include New York. A report at Foreign Desk explained Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps issued a statement on its Telegram channel. The post said Iran, quote, can immediately return to the Ahmad project and build an atom bomb if the Natanz facilities are attacked, end quote. The report explains the comments came in its linked media Telegram channel with a video that was called, quote, when will Iran's sleeping nuclear warheads awaken, end quote. According to the report, quote, in the short video, Tehran declared that it could use its peaceful nuclear program and turn it into a nuclear weapons program quickly if the United States or Israel made any careless mistakes. The video post further stated that Iran could pulverize New York and turn it into a hellish ruin. That's a direct quote. Some officials view this very public threat as a sign that Iran may have recently crossed over the nuclear threshold and either has a bomb or is capable of quickly assembling one. Russian leaders have also threatened to nuke America if it continues to interfere in its war against Ukraine. The city of New York, as we have previously reported, has sent out a video public service announcement. In fact, they did this on July 18th. Warning residents of the city how to take cover during a nuclear attack. It followed that up with another cryptic message on July 30th, calling on New Yorkers to get their go bags ready in case they need to leave the city. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army ran a training exercise designed to prepare troops to aid in the aftermath of hypersonic missile attacks targeting several U.S. cities at the same time. Hundreds of active military and emergency workers gathered in Philadelphia to simulate the aftermath of a hypersonic missile strike on Philadelphia, New York City, and Chicago. That's according to the Army Times. The dense urban terrain exercise simulated a scenario the military calls, quote, America's worst day, end quote. Emergency workers and soldiers aided at least 150 role players sporting fake wounds and acting out potential symptoms from an unknown chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear attack. The exercise was led by Army National Guard Task Force 46, which mainly includes soldiers from the Michigan National Guard. Over 600 additional personnel from federal, state, local, academic, and private partners took part in the three-day exercise, according to the Guard. Army National Guard Colonel Chris McKinney, Task Force 46 Chief of Staff, told the Army Times, quote, "This is an opportunity to train firsthand with some of the best first responders in the world who do this day in and day out," end quote. Remember, the scenario is called America's Worst Day, and this exercise has been going on annually since 2018, with each year posing a different scenario. The fact that this year's exercise involved a hypersonic missile strike is chilling, because that's the exact type of strike that Russia has threatened if the U.S. becomes too involved in the Ukraine war. In Norco, California, a thief with a rifle ran into a liquor store and tried to hold up the store owner, pointing his rifle at him as he entered. But the store owner had no fear and quickly pulled out a shotgun and blasted the thief in the arm. The next thing you hear are screams as the thief runs out of the store to his getaway car yelling, quote, "He shot my arm off," end quote. This is a priceless video. Take a look. The only sad part to this story is the owner had a heart attack after defending his store, but he is said to be recovering. The four thugs involved were also caught, and the one who was shot is in critical condition, but stable. They're all in their 20s. So if you're looking for a moral to this story, maybe this is it. Don't bring a rifle to a shotgun fight. In close quarters, the shotgun will always win. And of course, the irony of it all is that if Nancy Pelosi's assault weapons ban becomes law, the criminal's AR-15 would be declared illegal to buy or manufacture, while that much more lethal shotgun remains perfectly legal. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back. Another person of note has lost their life after being so-called fully vaccinated. Heather Gray, producer of The Talk on CBS News, has died at the age of 50. The death, like so many of the others, was reported as sudden and unexpected, with no cause given. Gray was described as being the, quote, heart and soul of The Talk from day one, end quote. Watch this.
There was a similar vaccine called an adenovirus vaccine of AstraZeneca and Oxford in Europe that showed similar effects of a blood clot in the brain and the abdomen. And with the two of them together means that it probably is related.
My mom actually just got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine less than 2 weeks ago. So what can people like her do to lessen the risk of these sorts of blood clots? Should she change her diet? Are there any symptoms to look out for?
Brought to you by Pfizer.
We know the purpose of the COVID gene therapy shots is not to keep people alive and healthy, but to make them sick and die. There's now overwhelming evidence that the entire medical security lot complex knew ahead of time what effect these shots would have on the human body, but they promoted them anyway, in some cases under threat of job loss or even withholding of medical care if a person did not submit to the killer shots. But why? Why do so many people in powerful positions want us all to get so-called vaccinated? From the very top at the United Nations World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum to the CDC and many of the top health officials at the national and state level. Catherine Austin Fitz, the eminent attorney and activist, says the answer to that question is one that many will find tough to swallow. And by the way, it's not just the vaccines that are doing a number on the human species. Take a listen.
Part of the challenge is they feel automation can do much more, so they don't need this size population to do the work. The other thing is they've been able, with a variety of mechanisms, to dramatically increase, you know, life expectancy, and that would be an environmental problem if that technology was extended to everyone. So if your top 1% is living 145 years, you know, how do you explain that to everybody else who's living 70 to 80 years and whose life expectancy is now falling?
Wow. What are they doing? Are they drinking adrenochrome? I mean, what are they doing to live this length of time?
So, you know, that is an area that I've never explored, because that is an area I have no interest in. I mean, I think the way to live a longer life is to be healthy and live less stress. The thing that's bringing life expectancy down in the general population is we're all being poisoned. Yeah. So, you know, it's the global spraying, it's GMOs, it's fluoride in the water. It's all these things are what are bringing life expectancy down. So I don't think you need a lot of magical drugs to live a long life. I think you just need to avoid somebody trying to kill you. That would be most helpful is what I think.
Well, she stated that very clearly. Quote, the thing that's bringing life expectancy down in the general population is we're all being poisoned. I don't think you need a lot of magical drugs to live a long life. I think you just need to avoid somebody trying to kill you, end quote. That's what she said. Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, according to a Lending Club report. And discount chains such as Walmart warn prices won't come down anytime soon. While some dollar stores stock produce, the majority only supply boxed and canned food. And it's high in sugars and salts. And this could spell trouble for the health of Americans on top of their financial woes. Economists blame Joe Biden's spending spree and supply chain crisis that he's spun up, along with the war in Ukraine and sanctions on Russia, for stressing global food and energy markets. But there's also been a concerted effort to block farmers in growing areas from using the proper amounts of fertilizer. That's caused a farmers' uprising in countries such as the Netherlands, Italy, and Spain. And now, Justin Trudeau is attempting the same anti-fertilizer policies in Canada. In another sign of a faltering economy, the private auto insurance company Geico has reportedly shut down all 38 of its insurance offices in California. Customers can still get policies, but have to use mobile or computer apps for products and services. Insurance in the state is now solely available online or through a mobile device, as the company has discontinued its use of telephone agents. According to the Sacramento Bee, hundreds of Geico employees across the state were laid off due to the closure of 38 offices. An investigative reporter for TV stations in California went to the Geico office and found a notice that read, quote, all Geico offices in California are closed for business, end quote. New Mexico's Democrat Governor Michelle Grisham recently declared a state of emergency for the city of Las Vegas. The small town with a population of 13,000 has only 50 days worth of water supplies left. The disastrous situation developed after its only source of clean water, the Gallinas River, was contaminated by debris and ash coming from fires that blazed through forests upstream in April and May, so reports ABC News. The fires destroyed state, federal, and private property and burned thousands of acres of the Gallinas River's watershed. The fire, declared the largest, by the way, in New Mexico's history, originated after the U.S. Forest Service miscalculated the effects of their controlled burns. That's according to a report by the Associated Press. The conservative group Moms for Liberty said recently that PayPal unfroze the money in the group's account following Governor Ron DeSantis' announcement that Florida would crack down on, quote, woke, end quote, banking companies. Moms for Liberty was founded in 2021 by parents and former school board members. Their mission focuses on defending parental rights with a massive grassroots network of parents across the country. According to Florida's Voice News, Moms for Liberty co-founder said the organization had used PayPal for more than a year, and they were running into problems. Many of the group's donors gave monthly through PayPal. However, the co-founder said PayPal sent notifications that it froze the organization's accounts during Governor DeSantis' speech at the Moms for Liberty National Summit, July 15th. The representative said, quote, while he's speaking, I started getting emails that PayPal has stopped processing one by one all of our monthly donors, end quote. PayPal also froze the organization's $4,500 and would not let them transfer the money out. PayPal told the representative they could not operate on the platform until the IRS approved the organization's paperwork. However, they said PayPal had already accepted the paperwork they filed with the IRS, which is backlogged in January of 2021. PayPal suddenly released the funds after Governor DeSantis held a press conference announcing he wants legislation passed to prohibit transmitters like PayPal from discriminating against customers for their religious, political, or social beliefs. We'll keep you posted on this one. We'll be right back after this break.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people, filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman. Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. January 6th defendant Guy Reffitt, an oil worker from Texas, was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for attending the January 6th protest in Washington, D.C. Reffitt did not engage in any violence. He did not even enter the U.S. Capitol. But perhaps the saddest part of this case is that the government used Reffitt's own son to testify against his father. The Gateway Pundit reports that the FBI wired up his son and sent him into their home to record his dad. The FBI used the recordings to prosecute the oil worker to the fullest degree possible. As noted by the Gateway Pundit, the former Soviet Union was also famous for turning children against their parents. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich, a former George W. Bush attorney, was appointed to her current post on the D.C. court by President Trump. And that's who sentenced Guy Reffitt to serve 87 months in prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. Judge Friedrich warned Reffitt, if he violates terms, he will go back to prison for the maximum term. Reffitt will serve the longest prison term handed down to date to any defendant connected to January 6th. And folks, he committed no violence, and he did not enter the U.S. Capitol. He did yell at police officers, but that's hardly something that's worth 7 years of hard time. After the sentencing, Nicole Reffitt spoke briefly with reporters. Nicole warned Americans that the evil and corrupt D.C. politicians will come after them next. After she made her comments, the assembled media hacks tried to flip the script, resorting to harassing questions of her and her daughters about their family's fundraising efforts. Nicole, well, she's a stay-at-home mother. Take a look at this video.
To know what happened that day. Thank you.
Nicole, are you just saying this, though, for fundraising? Because even your husband in the sentencing hearing said that his past comments about the Justice for J6 movement, that he essentially took all that back and that it was all, you know, a ruse to get fundraising for your family.
Well, guys always wanted to make sure that we were going to be able to have a roof over our heads. I was a stay-at-home mother for 17 years, and that was a job I took seriously. And what Guy said under duress in there is one thing. That is completely
true. He was never political until...
So you're saying, he said he, you're saying that he didn't, that it's not true what he said in there, that he wasn't doing those things in order to raise money for you guys?
He didn't say those things just to raise money for us. He said those things because he believed them. Just because he wants to be persecuted because of his ideology and he had to backtrack in order to hope that the judge showed him some mercy.
Yeah. Well, that's,
he said he regretted what he did, though.
I'm sorry.
He said he regretted what he did. Are you serious?
He had a lot of regrets about the actions that he did. The things that he did while he was there, I also feel like wasn't really him. He was actually a very peaceful person. Somebody that would like to sit down and talk about things and be nonviolent. So, of course, him yelling at police officers.
That is a shameful display of so-called journalism. It has been said that the job of a true journalist is to afflict the powerful and comfort the afflicted. But today's journalists have flipped that high moral standard on its head. They now specialize in afflicting the weak and comforting the powerful. Well, that's our broadcast for tonight. As always, I remind you, we are a listener-supported broadcast. You can do that in three ways. When you go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code B66, that code allows you to get incredible savings. But also, a generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep this broadcast going. And it takes a team of seven of us about 15 man hours a day to put it all together. So please do some shopping, buy some gifts for other people at MyPillow.com, but be sure to use that promo code B66. You can also use that promo code B66 at MyStore.com. You can get the new My Coffee by Mike Lindell there at MyStore.com. But again, for a 25% savings, use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit, and we all win. You can also go to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life since 2016. All the details are there, WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. And then finally, you can just simply go to WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Make a contribution of any size. You also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon Howe. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com, and you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at wvwtv.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to wvwfoundation.com and make a contribution. wvwfoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.